Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network and the Cosmic Philosopher Show. I am Tim Ozard. All right. Today is August the 2nd, 2022. This is the European calendar time. I don't want to have anything to do with it, but it's in the way. It is in the way. I don't like to live in an atmosphere like the one I am dealing with right now. And see, I am finding out the kind of struggle and the kind of mental stress that people are under. People like me, civilized people. It was different in a way, not altogether, but when I was growing up with my parents, who were Christians, I didn't know the difference between this or that. And as far as realizing that you have a brain that works differently in a unique way from lower animals, and then coming to find out that the first humankind were not civilized, but things have happened. Terrible things have happened, and we grow up at a time. It is, as it were, hardly anybody know. Hardly anybody knows what happened. So you see situation like what is called the United States, where the white people tell you all the time, they keep on telling you that this is our country, right? And there is Donald Trump that is saying to them, if you don't go up there and fight, you won't have any, you know, you won't have your country anymore. All those things are said. African people are around and hear those things, and they don't have a word to say. What happened to the history about America? Who are the people who come and turn America into a sodomite country? What happened to them? Who are they? Where they come from? Are they the first uncivilized humans to evolve on the earth? Nobody don't know anything. A lot of bad things have happened. When I come to read and find out certain things, I'm so disappointed. Most importantly, is myself, because I am now dealing with myself on a much higher level than when I was growing up and only know about church stuff and Jesus Christ and his father. I never asked any question, you know, how could a spirit God beget a son? I never like get into that. If it has ever crossed my mind, there's nothing I could do about it. But now, it's not the same. Because one of the major things was, I wasn't reading on a, you know, high enough comprehension level. And my orbital consciousness, of course, was too low. So I didn't have the functional level to even become, to realize certain things to make me go into a higher orbit. I didn't have that. So now, it is a pain and a heartache to deal with myself, because now I have to learn critical things about myself. Do I like to know it? Yes, I do. Do I like to deal with it? It's premature, because premature to for me to say yes when I have to be, you know, I have to think in a certain way to be happy about that I'm dealing with it. Because I was okay rather than have to go through all of this. Like, well, it's like if I were born with education and don't have to go to school to learn anything. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. To walk, go to school, to don't have lunch money to go to school, or, you know, don't have enough money to go to school to have a lunch or stuff like that. You know, that's not nice. But if you had asked me, do you like enjoying to go to school, enjoying going to school? You know, I would be betwixt and between, because I would be, I would want to have the privilege to go to school. But when you have these mixed emotion things going on in your head, you have work to do to analyze and make distinction how to set your mind and what you should accept from what you shouldn't accept. So by knowing that you have uncomfortable moments, to make yourself what you want to get to. That's one thing. But then your inner core is something that is much more than what, let's say, I myself and many other people, beyond what we know about ourselves. So we are being beaten up because we don't have the level of knowledge to deal with ourselves. And I think that prior to the A.D. Anadamani Christian time come about, you see, this Christianity come about because of white people, sodomites. They are who brought Christianity about. And we African people don't know that. We think Adam and Eve in a Christian Bible is the real story about us, and that's a lie. We need to, throw that out completely. But how can we do that when we have been taught that? You know, I personally, I've gone through a mental turmoil to before I get my thinking at a certain point where I remember some of my thinking and how my mind goes to and from, and how I look at certain ideas, and I would like to get into the know of something. No, my mind keep going back and forth, you know. But in myself, I felt like there is some higher sphere that my mind can come into awareness of. But my friends, that was not going to take a year or two to happen. Well, you think about that. If you think that there is a higher level of thought that you should be enjoying, and you can't get there. You know, you look at certain situation and you would like to get into the know, and in other words, comprehend the, let's say, the beginning of humanity then. If I could just at that time get a historic perspective of how the world come to full of people, you know, it would have lightened or prevent a lot of pressure. When you know, you're all right. You know, you just want to be happy. Now, with the kind of regression that we are suffering from, you know, that's why thinking about certain things, it's get too technical, because you can't treat yourself like you were brought up under the BC era where you don't know none of these faggot foolishness. This church Jesus stuff. You see what I mean? If those things did not contaminate our minds, we would not be complaining about certain things. You know, if there is a problem, it would be something different. You know what I mean? Because now, the bag of filth is all over the place, and it is being treated like it is not filth. You see what I mean? Because when you look at America and see, let's say, just the problem that the gun causes, the amount of people die, you know, because somebody somebody's state of mind is telling them to go kill some people. Now, that's not the state of mind for any civilized human being. You know, it's not. So, if demons, I mean, we are people alive. You know, I'm talking to you and you're listening to me, and, you know, and I experience life just like you do. To become hot in your emotion, vex, and feel to do somebody harm, you know, means that your psychological control, your psychological restraint is not working. And we're the kind of regulation, I want to say, that our mind should set . We have lost the setting. And when we have lost the setting, that's not, you're not at the human level anymore. You've gone down to the lower animal level. See? I'm looking that under and in the world that we are in right now, the entire universe of the Earth population, it's as though most people don't have that regulation, sober and sane regulation, to keep you from going off and do things, I mean, vile things when you could avoid that. But because you did, because you lack that restraint, you go do it. And that is something that I've been thinking about of myself. I'm looking and see, and you know, sometimes I get like trial run on myself where I see things in the ideal way that it I should see it. And I want to see it like that all the time. But then I go through a period of other kind of foolishness coming to my mind and gradually remove me from that type of desire to be, you know, on top and don't be bothered by a certain kind of foolishness. And I would come around to have a problem to not look at certain things, no, don't want to see certain things, and feel like I am obligated to buy these things. Now, you understand anything I'm saying? So, I feel to talk about this. Because if I am feeling like I'm going backward sometimes, when I don't want to be affected by things that make, by thoughts and feelings that bring me down to where I don't want to be. So why is it then? I can see that there is a sphere of regulation of my thoughts and my emotions, my desires and stuff like that, I have now been exposed that that is a state that I can enjoy. You see what I mean? I can enjoy that state. And I think the conventional thinking of our minds causes all of us to, in one thing or the other, that is, say, negative and bothersome to us. It's like I say, oh, to make you go off your regulation. That we experience that it doesn't matter how bad the thing is. Sometimes we don't care a biscuit about it. We don't want to know nothing. You know, we're not in any kind of way enticed by any of those things. You know, but the thing is, when it happened to us as a gimme, that's not the one I am talking about. I am talking about the one when I am soul searching myself and I want to be able to grab a hold of the regulation with my own want to, that's the way I want to be. I want to feel this way, you know, above everything, and realize that, no, it is hurting me on the inside that I cannot get myself into that frequency where, all right, nothing don't matter. Why can't I determine that for myself? I have to depend upon nature. I have to depend upon nature. But I have to, as a matter of my interest, I can't just wait until I just feel so. I want to be so because I am thinking so. I mean, isn't there that opportunity inside of me to talk and demand my feelings I realize, you know, I have to be sympathetic to the world around me, the people around me. Yeah. Someone and myself was talking about Will Smith. Will Smith is, you know, I think he's a favorite to a lot of people. Problem that occurred with Chris Rock and this gentleman. A lot of people are looking at Will Smith with a lot of feelings, and you know who they see him to be. So we are looking at one human being of the whole host of us who we get to see how he can behave, right? And he is not like a person with no exposure and, you know, with technical knowledge and stuff like that. He's very mature. And the way he behaves and show himself to the world, I think he's getting a lot of access from many people who love and respect him and wish him good, that he goes below the regulation bar and did not show the best of himself. So it's quite a few months now since things happened, and he's coming out now and talking like you'd expect Will Smith to reason and to especially to speak of himself at a time when he needs to show the best of himself, right? And now is a time for him to reflect the real person that he is. And, you know, a lot of people going to have different things to say about him. Let's say now that he's like apologizing, and a lot, some people will not want to see him as apologizing. People may see him as someone who want to get back more or less in his professional position that he was in. Let's say take people beyond, you know, what had happened. But that is not going to happen so easily. However, we people who see, you know, like the reporting of him and to know if he's coming and says apologizing now, we are now giving a test. How should we see him? Will we see him as a human being that can fall off regulation? Will we like judge him that it's only because he wants to make more money now, like he used to? Why he wants to come around now and like, you know, like try to explain himself and look good? Yeah, there's a, you know, a lot of ways to we, from our perspective, to see that man. You know, and it will be not a good thing if we judge Will Smith wrong, because what about us? You know, what about us, man? Well, I have done a lot of thinking. I was never a vile person. I was never a person who would do what Will Smith does. I have to still equate my deficiency with his. Deficiency is deficiency. Whether or not mine is smaller than your big stuff, I still have to look on humanity, that whether or not you are a serial killer or, you know, just a terrible person, I have to still look at you as a human. If you're a white person, it's different. I cannot think of a white person like I think about myself, because I am made up of a taxonomic different blood that white people don't have my kind of brain. I don't have theirs. And so I can only speak for people who are born a hybrid speaking. Okay? White people don't go through the process of life like we hybrid people do. And that is a serious thing with me. The world is full up of people that go through a process and that make them a character that should never be on planet Earth, straight and plain. And I don't make no apology for this, because you can forgive certain things, but certain things you don't forgive. Doesn't make any sense. You're not doing good when you forgive people for certain things, right? And if you want to bring a Bible and talk about God said, the Bible said, thou shall not judge. Well, don't even tell me about the Bible. Shall not judge. Because that is, you know, that is going into something that, well, let's say, uncivilized territory, when you talk about that. Because the Bible should not be in, should never be anywhere on planet Earth. Not the Bible. Because the sodomite write it. White people write it. And lie everywhere, just about everywhere in there. They lie and misrepresent history. You see what I mean? And they want us now, with our mashup brain, where they destroy, they want us now to look at them like they are the civilized people. Don't fool around me with that. Got to get into the World History textbook and know who is who. White people are dressing up like us, hybrid people, because they find out that their 3.5 million years as hominid, they live out their lives, only can make stone tools, that when it comes to civilized things, that's all the white people ancestors could do. So what changed with white people is something that's bad, bad, bad. Something that hurt us, the second species of humanity. They are the first hominid. We are the second. And we are the only extant. And why? Why are we the only extant species, the sapien, that came about 250,000 years ago in Africa, from which the gods created us? A mixture of blood, of their blood, with our species, sapien. The only other species dead out and gone, which are the ancestors of the white people. Hominid, they're dead and gone. So why are they alive? And now come trying to call himself sapien, mixed up with Homo erectus. Homo erectus is hominid. So the thing is, we have to know what history tell us, and nobody else cannot override what history says. So that don't make no sense. Not because we are making bread and whatever it is and fancy things and stuff like that. Unlike we have an economy and we're living and like we can do without what history says. Never at all allow that rubbish, because it is the past that bring the present, not the other way around. You listen to foolishness, you live foolish too. And I am saying that there is no way that we are going to get over the foolishness that is bothering the world. So, like I was saying, I feel this is the way I look at Will Smith. After everything that has happened, and now he's talking like he has faced what he did and bring himself back normal way of thinking. And what I hear Will Smith said about himself, I feel pleased about what he said about himself. You know, where his mind is right now, he takes responsibility for what he did. And he doesn't sound to me like he's, you know, he's putting on. Somebody else might think so, but I don't think so. I don't think he's putting on. I don't think he's a phony. And whoever wants to feel that way about him, I cannot control what you think. Okay? Because we all have the way we process issues and what conclusion we come to. However, I am saying that I would not penalize him now for what he, for his behavior. To me, he sounds responsible, able to look and examine himself and see that, no, he crossed the line. You know, so a principle in forgiveness is an ingredient when you recognize that a person able to say they are sorry for the harm they do to you and you don't sense hypocrisy or they are trying to like placate you, you know, falsely. So a person should be given an entitlement to forgiveness, you know, and overlooking something that they did wrong. Yeah, we all should be able to do that when this happened. But if you think that this person is full of nonsense, you know, like saying all the right things because they are sensible enough and they want the grace of, you know, of people or a person, and they want to, you know, regain what they have lost that way and still don't really care about what they did, they're not remorse. I don't think that there is any there is anything to offer if you discern that a person just want to use you, and you know they will do it again if a chance come around, I don't recommend forgiveness to those kind of people. You shouldn't. No, you don't forgive them. And I don't say you shouldn't do something for them if you can. But there is no forgiveness to a unrepented person because they're still bad, you know. But if the person be like what we would expect, that, all right, you get carried away, right? And you are hurt by your own action. You feel it. You are hurt by what you do. Somebody should have that chance of redemption, right? But remember, I'm not saying that a person can be redeemed when they did not redeem themselves. You see what I mean? So if a person redeemed themselves, they behave so. And if you want more time, if you think that you haven't seen enough of this person to feel forgiveness, give them forgiveness, take as much time as you. Take as much time. However, all I'm concerned about is not the time, is the quality type of thinking that we really want to do. Because I tell you, if we don't do the best thinking about one another, we are not really living in a pleasant world. Because that is one of the greatest things that we can do, is to get ourselves in the position where we have something going on positive among ourselves. When we lose that, it's not going right. Things not going right. And we should covet to find ourselves in that position. Because when we're not, I mean, it's a lot of evil going around. We don't want that. We want to drive these demons away as far as we can. You see? So if we don't want to find peace within ourselves and we want to keep the fire of evil blazing, we're not making a good world like that. So, you know, I want to do what is the best thing for us, because we only live for a little while. And we are not to live like it's not a little while that we are living. You know, live good, make the best of life, and, you know, hope that, you know, people respect you for the way you respect them. You know, and if you were to slip in any way, you know, they would look upon you that way too. But, you know, we don't have much of that in the world. And I hope that we will hearken to the good words that will help us. Because, tell you, if we don't deal with the energy, and it's in communication, you know, it, you hear people say things and you look into it and you say, you know what, true that. And you start hold on to that because, you know, it's like you get a crutch to, you know, to keep yourself walking up, right? And it's the best thing for us is to cherish positive thinking and try to help other people think positive, and don't encourage them when they don't worth it. They don't want it. They just want to, you know, get something for nothing or something like that. So that's my take on that. I wish the brother strength to pursue his living. And for the rest of us, we are to do the things that give us strength. Because if we can't find the strength in us to stay regulatory, okay, we are the loser. We are the loser. But, you know, there is a way to think on the lower level of things when we are not prospering like that. We want to live on the highest level that we can, so that we can manage the emotional tempest that rages within us, knowing that we want the better life, the better thinking, the better feeling. And it is about us. You see? And we are at best when we read our history and know about ourselves. Because if we know where we are coming from, in the beginning, we are at our best like that. Because, you see, we can gain control over ourselves like that. But when we don't have that, we are being controlled by the energy that people spin. You know what I mean? We don't want to spin off other people's energy. We want to spin off the energy that is coming out, our knowledge. And we don't get that knowledge unless we go into the history that tells us who we are. You see, that is the control we need. It comes from history. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And, you know, I like to share my thoughts that I depend on. And I don't want to depend on thoughts that, you know, can't help nobody else. I am into helping myself first. I can't help anybody else, I mean, outside of me helping myself first. You know, it's just like if you don't have your meal, oh, you'll be strong to give anybody else a meal. So I seek to be okay. And when I am okay, I can assist someone who is not okay. And it is the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge and understanding. Let me tell you this. Sometimes you hear some people talking and they are going outside of the proper word. The proper word pronunciation, they try to like make a new pronunciation for a word. Let's say, for instance, this one, overstanding. You know, it's like people are pushing back on understanding versus overstanding. Now, do you do that? Now, I think people that smoke and go through certain kind of a mental eclipse or something, they, you know, instead of pursuing what we have as the general standard, let's say academic educational standard, words within the English vocabulary. As far as I'm concerned, you can find as much fault as you want with any language you want. But just know what the language is for. Okay? Know what the language is for and
the language is never going to get into a fight with anybody to understand it. So means then we better learn to understand the word. And by understanding the word, we gain. We gain everything when we understand word in its proper context. But if we do not, we suffer. So in the case where somebody says, you know, overstanding instead of understanding, would you think it's all right for someone to, like, say overstanding when it is understanding in the linguistic, etymological sense? I think, you know, for somebody is saying, no, the word is wrong. It should not be understanding, because when you're understanding, you're underneath standing. But I do not approve of that, because forevermore, I haven't seen a substitute what I would say certified then, a certified substitute for understanding. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding. To say understanding is negative, it doesn't follow the linguistic presentation to us. It doesn't come to us like that. And if you decide to now start chip away from the organization of the etymology for the English arrangement, when you start doing that, I don't think it's a sober thing to do. Call the word its dictionary pronunciation and use it that way, because you're going to start creating problem with communication itself. You see, if at all it is not defective and need to change, well, don't bother get fancy and talk about overstanding, man, you know, to sound pretty. No, I don't go for that. I don't go for that. I think it is nonsense, you know, to talk about, oh, you're above saying understanding. You want overstanding because you're on top of standing. It doesn't make any sense as far as I can sense the value of the word and the way it is spelt and pronounced and the definitions are attached to it. It's the package. Don't fool with that. You know what I mean? To be legitimate, you don't go off like that. I don't find that make good sense at all. Understanding is what the word is. You have understanding. It don't mean that you're standing under anything. You see what I'm saying? You're not standing under anything. Look at other words. Some other words that is legitimate words. You don't see nobody trying to change them. You know what I mean? So it's just the way the words sound, some people have a problem with and feel like, say, why do you say understanding? And there are some other English words too. I don't remember them right now, but this understanding thing, making a style that don't, you know, sound like you're understanding. You're not under this standing. You see, and like it's wrong. It's wrong to say that, to say understanding. You are to say overstanding. Overstanding what? Mean that you understand what's being said. But when you said, okay, I understand that, is the same thing you're saying. It is contradictory for me to say overstanding averse to your saying on overstanding versus understanding. So if I'm opposing your understanding with overstanding, I am saying there is a conflict when there is none. I am using the word sound to make a conflict. When you say understanding, that is world renowned in the academic use of language, understanding is not a negative to anything you do. So why come in with overstanding? You see what I mean? Somebody is trying to invent something when it is inappropriate. You know, you want to find fault with the effort that was made into putting the English language together. You can say anything to mean anything, so you are going to designate what this sound means. You know? And somebody may not like the way you create this word that become popular. Somebody may not like it, but the name that you give to it is what you felt. And all there is, people going to hear that sound, they will look up the definitions for it, and they will continue with that knowledge of what that word says. And it's not going to go affect the function of other words. It won't. So I just wanted to bring that to you, and I'm pretty sure that someone hear that before. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And I was talking about the way we feel on the inside. And the thing about it is this. I have grown a lot. I know that when I'm being plagued with some foolishness, it will be for a time. It will be for a time. And all you need to do is go take a nap of sleep or do something, take a sip of wine or something. But when you are plagued with things that is pulling you down and won't leave you alone until you fall to, you know, you fall to foolishness, you know, I find that out. That there are demonic forces that plague our system, our brain, and stuff like that. And when you're seeing things with understanding, and you find that some strain forces is on sitting on top of your brain or something like that, and don't want you to be happy, want you to get yourself in foolishness. And when you are able to look around that foolishness, you know that is not something you want to get into at all. You know, because sometimes a whole lot of nonsense is coming into your head and getting you weak, weakening you up for you to go and roll in the dirt where you don't want to be. But why does it make you feel that way? We, as human beings, to sort out that the fact we are vulnerable to any nonsense. And I would say for what I can see, A.D. Anadamani, this Jesus stuff, it poisoned our inside, and all these whole bunch of foolishness over the years that we have been, encountering a whole bunch of foolishness, get inside of us, and it's like a trial for us to deal with these kind of stuff. Because by the time you resist and fight and think, what ridiculous stuff, bearing down and pressuring my mind and stuff like that, I don't want them kind of foolishness to come around me. And when you can look and see that, you know what? There's nothing in this nonsense that is coming into my head that I want. And then you feel bad because you feel so. Because the thing inside of you want you to yield, and you were deciding that, no. No, none of that. So don't bother. But you see, when we are getting weak psychologically, it's like there is a force there that is telling you, you are not to resist. You're not to resist. You're not to have power of your own to resist. That's what something is telling you. Just yield. You know what I mean? And that is to drag you down where you don't want to go. So we have got to have this kind of a higher sense. We have to have this understanding. There is nothing in overstanding. No, nothing in overstanding. It is in understanding. All right, my friend. Now, let me go and tell you some more things. I have separated myself from foolishness, and there goes certain people out of my life. They don't want to be a part of my life. That's fine. Would like to be a part of their life. I'm not going to be a part of their life simply for the fact they don't want to be a part of my life. And light and darkness don't live together. And so it is. I am having problem with Blog Talk Radio. I am having problem with Twitter because they are white sodomites. They come into our hemisphere and work their way into power, into political power. Now, if I didn't come to the knowledge that white people don't have legitimate government power, they do not. They have no right to set up courthouses and all this kind of stuff and talk about the running of government. These are criminals long before they come about 509 BC are people that never talk 3.5 million years. How they come to be talking right now? Do you know? I know. So when they come now, and I trace them in the World History textbook, from 100,000 years ago, and I am telling you, man, I wanted to know so much about white people and their origin, because I understand that the Elohim created us hybrid, but not them. And I'm wondering, how did they come about? Until I got into World History textbook, because World History tells you everything. And that is how I came to find out. The white people's ancestor. You see, the species of the white people. And that's it. So what I'm telling you now is the fact. And if they think that they are trying to, like, you know, talk all their old bunch of ignorance and civilized stuff and think that we are going to forget who we are. That's what white people are trying to do, is to make us forget who we are. It's going to be a great day in your life when you realize that church is not a good thing. They make it like a good thing. They bring in Christmas and Easter. That was not around in our sphere at all. In our history, there is no such thing as a Jesus or an Adam and Eve in a garden with a God, you know, scrape up dirt and make them. No go so. Right? And these white people, they have reason for what they're doing. And I'm sorry for my people today, because our brain are damaged from long time ago. And we are marrying to them right today. We're not supposed to do that at all. I mean, we've gone bad already, and there is no way of making it worse by continuing it. We are, you know, we are not in the God's good grace, because these are Sodomites. Sodomites, you know, when you start think that it's okay to have sex in the honors, your mind is gone. You see? So they come in with Christianity and now come in and lodge into our domain. They don't belong here. White people don't belong here. You see? And all they're telling about, this is their country and all stuff like that, is simply because they have destroyed audible of our mind. And we gone so low now with our perception that they can write the things that I discover in the Bible that I was believing. It bothers me that beginning with me is a beginning with all of us. Right? But on the individual level, you know, I will have to adapt, find out things and adapt and, you know, moderate myself with what I learn. I am amazed that we believe the kind of stuff in the Bible. Adam and Eve in the garden, the amount of foolishness that they write in the Bible about Adam and Eve and God and stuff like that. It's a shame that we believe that. You see what I mean? It is a shame that we allow white people to use AD and a domini and rulers when civilized history record, the only civilized history, tell us something completely different. How did we come to believe in AD and Adamani? I know why. I know what has happened. Why? Where our cerebral, audible brain went from where we were created 100,000 years ago. There was nothing wrong with us. But once we left Africa, the last 100,000 years ago, that's where interbreeding between us and these white people destroyed our brain. It's not one of us that show the sign that something is wrong with our brain. It's not one of us. It's not two of us. Is like, it's the big aggregate number of us. You see? That is the problem. Because look at us today. on what we are doing. You think about that? Think about what we are doing. Since the last 100,000 years, and call that with the first 100,000 years, before we spread out over the world. You see, everywhere we go, in the West, we are stalked by these white people. But when? Because when the interbreeding happened, it happened early on up when we began to migrate out. Right? So in whatever order we were migrating out, it's from right up at that, when we begin when we begin this second 100,000 years that now make us about 200,000 years since we were created in Africa. All right. If how do we find out that something is wrong with us? If you understand what civility is, civilization, we represent civilization, not white people. Look in the World History textbook, they don't represent civilization. They call themselves by different names, name themselves after us and all that, like Romans, right? And they're slick, they're smart. They know to dovetail themselves into us. Okay? So, what I'm saying to you, my examination of our ethnic people, I mean, a lot of us don't really know who are the ethnicities of the African people. And I wonder if I could get, a number of the ethnicities. RICAN, number of African ETH. African ethnicity, T-I-E-S, yes, the number of American, of African, number of African ethnicities. All right, let's see what they say. It says here, the diaspora, diverse African. There are over 3,000 different ethnic groups. Okay. Speaking more than 2,100 different languages, all in Africa. The people there is a variety of religions. Yes, but it is not church. We don't practice church as hybrid people. So ethnicity, now you're talking about diverse African, okay, ethnicity. All right, and our way of life, because we are created to be a new kind of human being that is not like the hominid, the white people there. You see, these white people are trying to push themselves in to make themselves a part of civilized ethnicity. But they cannot. You see, they're calling themselves by our names and by places and stuff like that, and to give themselves standing in the civilized world, and they are not of civility. You see, all these old bunch of foolishness and things that they do, and they expect to be accepted. You know, the cleverness that they're working, it's not going to work no more. You see what I mean? Because they are sodomites, they are into each other's asshole fucking and stuff like that. That's an uncleanness. And so something that they used to themselves when they begin to develop their stride to as it were, togetherness in some ways with the African hybrid people. You see, they go by premise of the African existence, not their own. They should use their own if they are anything. So they want to hide from who they were. So if you look at them now, they look like us, they talk like us and all that. It's not supposed to happen. If they want to look like us, they can't, come and ambush us and, you know, and do whatever they want to do sexually with us. That's not the way to go. So right now, white people must not be accepted the way they are right now, because they are not the right people who they were evolved to be. They do a lot of evil things to us to be who they are, and that they are trying to remove us from off the planet. You see what I mean? That's what white people are doing. If you don't know, I'm telling you, that's what they're doing. Did they wear cloth clothes? Since when? You have to talk about not the last 100,000 years. Talk about before that, 3.5 million years. Okay? Who were they that the history tells you they are? They're monkey face. Flat face man of Kenya. That's who the history tells you. And tells you 1.5 million years ago, they left Africa and go into Europe. Can make stone tools and lit a fire. Nothing else. Now, why are we making these monkey-faced hominid come and take our place by looking like us? It's rotten. That is rotten, rotten, rotten. But it's gone so far now that a lot of people don't want to hear it. You know, like Christianity. We have so much people now that will not ever left Christianity. They want to die so, because you will never be able to convince them Jesus never exists. They can read, so what? They don't care. Now, the little reading that I do, it makes me care, because it makes a difference. You don't want that difference? Well, go about your business, you know, because I am not going to, you know, want anything of what you are doing. Yeah, I want to be on the right side of civilized life. Yeah, that's definitely. And if you want to go on with the church and stuff like that, that these people use their sneaky self over the past 100,000 years, what happened to the transgression that they ambush our people and impregnate them? What about that? Is that okay? Okay to you? Jesus said to forgive them. Jesus is never a person. Jesus never write nothing in a no Bible at all. Okay? So you think about the batch, the duo of God and his son, no woman, no mother. You imagine that. Now, You don't talk about Jesus since they wrote that he came to earth and born of a virgin. That's not where you start with that. Starting with that, you're not going anywhere with that. You have to start where the Bible says he came from. He came from his father. That's what the Bible says, all over it. So why do you want to talk about Jesus' mother, a virgin mother, when they claim he came to earth? And there, it is simply because we are accustomed to believing the Bible. We grow up with it, with Christmas and stuff like that. And we have never been able to make distinction and find out what is false from what is true. You see what I mean? So, I think it will go away because the truth is pushing up like leaf, you know, a tree growing up out of the dry ground. These white people are going to be so sorry, so sick, and so devastated when they find out they are relegated back to who they were. Take off of us and use and adorn themselves, they will lose it. The gods knows. The gods know. That's what I'm going to say, right? The gods know exactly how to do it. These white people. You know, because they can't come to themselves that they have done us wrong. They can't. Because what? They are uncivilized. You see, they are sodomites. You see, if you read in the Bible what they were doing to Lot, then what are you doing with these white people here now? You don't read enough to find out that these are not civilized people. They used to call themselves Gentiles when they go to invade our people in Palestine. You know, that's what they call themselves. Read the Bible good. You will find out who is Gentile. It's not the African people. They call themselves Gentiles and call us, they call us Jews. You see? And you know how many controversy are in the world because of those lies that white people tell, that they canonize the lie and make it truth. Yeah. And we are afraid of them now because they have built up so much homosexual credibility. When everything you read in proper history is telling you something different than what they are writing. So now they take over control to such a way now that, you know, they can do anything they want. But when you hear the thunder roll and you see the clouds set and water begin to come down, just think about that. Think about that. Who is falling the rain? Who is make too much water come down so it flood out everywhere? Who is doing that? You think it just happened, sir? You don't think that the Elohim gods came to earth, and when they came to earth, they have done a lot of monumental things to make life flourish for a civilized people. It is and was not for white people. It wasn't for white people. However, it was not meant that white people to talk about their ruling over it. No. So they managed to preempt us and they start with the sex thing. And they know that they can't miss with that shot. And here we are, turned fool, and don't know what they do to us. Because we are allowing them. Where is Africa? Where is Africa? Where is Africa? Government. As long as we are talking the truth, the gods will be for us. When we follow these Sodomites, you see what happened in the story that they tell. Whether true or false, but the way they tell the story, you see what happened when they try to tear Lot out, knock the door down to get in there. He says that the gods cast blindness on them. They couldn't find the door. That's what they wrote. Well, my friend, it's a symbol of really what we represent. We are created, truly, in the certificate of history. We were created by the gods as hybrid human beings. There was never any other hybrid of humanity anywhere on the planet. And everywhere we go after 100,000 years and came into the Western Hemisphere, we are only people that anybody else, even like these white people, could get anything civilized from, because they could not make nothing but stone tools for over 3 million years. That's a long, mighty long time. And they couldn't do nothing but make stone tools and make a fire. But as we come, now it's 200,000 years, right? How soon did we begin to show our prowess of civilization? These white people don't want to see civilization strive the way the God set us up, because now they are iffy about kingship. You can't iffy about kingship, because that is the instrument, the calendar, the solar calendar, not moon calendar. Moon is not a calendar, but they might use the moon to make calendar. The solar calendar, the gods set that up, and the main operation concerning the calendar to maintain dates, of certain functions, such as festivals honoring the senior god. There is a difference between a junior god and a senior god, right? Ranks of gods, yeah? Yes. So what I'm trying to tell you is that those of us who turn our attention to the proper historic knowledge of our existence, our lives will be blessed. It doesn't mean that you're going to turn millionaires, because that's not really what our life is all about. Our lives was physically be primitive worker to serve the gods while they were here. Remember, we don't value anything. We could be totally wiped out, dead and gone. But as it is in the record of the history, there were certain of the gods who wanted our lives to continue, because for one, we are civilized and we are able to take care of ourselves, right? That was why any of us are left here. You see, there was no qualms to destroy those who didn't want to do well. No qualms at all. We don't value anything. So all this church thing that the white people put in a Bible for us to believe in. You see, once we are not reading the information, we're not connected, we're not hinged on anything. We go, I have to read that and know and understand the reason why you are you. You see what I mean? Because too many objects are out there around the world that you see them, that no human at all, civilized or uncivilized, did not put those things out there. You see what I mean? So once you come to know something, you come to know your mother, your father, cousin or something like that, nobody can fool you about that. Because you know. Well, read the history and know that history is not foolishness. And know it is all we have. Okay? So when it comes to the different ethnic people now, the people, their practice, the people there practice a variety of religions that is stated into the World History textbook. Each people or group, they practice the way of life religion. And that, you see, now listen, I want you to listen to what I'm saying. You see, what I'm reading here is from Google, right? And let me tell you something. You see these white people? These white people don't really like African hybrid people, you know. They do not. And talking about the federal government, you think federal government is a government? You think so? That's not true. They are not a government. They are wrongly emulating government. No, you listen to this. They are in Europe and down in Africa, say 2 million years, and they spend like about another 1.5 million years up in Europe. So that makes them 3.5 million years in existence, right? Why didn't they establish the things that we establish, that they are now swarming over us and doing all kind of things to make themselves like us? If you think that these white people like African and think that they, you know, we are like them, they don't think so. It's because our brain is destroyed and they managed to get ahead of us and are successful with their criminal acts and talk about in, you know, they want everything we have. and they want to supersede us. They want to supersede the gods, because the gods, they are not here now. They're left and gone, and leave us to control everything here. These folks get into, like I say, they come in when we are traveling. We are a young set of hybrid people, right? So we don't have a ton of experience, but it is something that we must learn. Well, what happened there? Something bad happened. Yeah, and now you can see where what is happening to us. And we are really, really down on the lower frequency, so that we hardly can realize that something is wrong with us. We basically satisfied with who we are, because we're not making comparison to what we were 100,000 years ago, what we are since this last 100,000 years. You see, when we settled over the place in the West, look at the time when these white people coming to the West and begin to like talk about imperial colonialism. They realized that we were not going to able to defend ourselves against them, because our brain is gone. Them know that. And them do it, these white people. Saying no is telling the truth. And if they want to talk about, like, I'm not supposed to tell the truth, like what they tell me before, I mean, I am interfering with their community standard here. That's a lie. That's a lie. You know, so when you hear me telling them to go back to Europe, go back to their cave, you know, to their fucking asshole, right where they come from, go back there with it. We don't want them here. But they want to tell us they have a right to be here. They don't have no right to be here among us. You see? And if we had discovered long time ago, like a few thousand years ago, if we had discovered what happened, they wouldn't be among us. They would not be among us, because we would never go to church. We wouldn't spoil up our generation in church. Call down the plague on them. Call down the plagues on them. They have used their plague on us and killed out millions of us. And the only way it's reversed is until we know what they did and take the positive position against them. They don't belong among us. In the world is the textbook. I can prove that to y'all. These white fucking ass idiots, you know, they are the flat-faced man of Kenya, and how they get rid of that is our people they abuse. Why? They don't look like monkey anymore. It's we, they interbreed and get rid of that and look like us. You see, now the reason why I'm telling you this is that, see, if somebody is reading about this diverse Africa, these white people are always writing something to mislead us. You see? Because now I want to find out about the number of American ethnicities. You know, that's a different group of us, Chinese, Indians, and et cetera, et cetera. And look at the way they are writing it. There are over 3,000 different ethnic groups speaking more than 2,100 different languages in all of Africa. The people, their practice, when he said the people, he's talking about the African people, meaning they will never identify us as hybrid, because it will mash up what they're trying to accomplish, you see. They want to send a wrong message about us hybrid. That's why they don't write about the hybridization in the Bible and talk about God, you know, in a garden and stuff like that. They can't, factually the truth about what they are saying. right? History has the truth, and when we come up in a church, we are biased against the history. We are for the Bible that is lying, and we believe that is a spiritual thing, and these white people are a part of spirituality, and that's where they, because we become an alien to our own selves. Okay, so I am telling you now. I am encountering a lot of this type of a writing that they're doing that are misleading us. But since I am a researcher to a certain extent, I get to know certain things. I run into certain kind of a thing that they do repeatedly, and want to turn our mind to the Bible way of thinking, where you only believe what you only believe what you think you know, right? You really need to do it the other way. You need to know what you know, and leave out belief totally out of it, because you only need to acknowledge things for what they are. You don't have to tell nobody about you believe anything, right? So you believe whenever you want to believe. Hopefully you know what you believe, what you're believing. It let it be something, and not like in the Bible, you don't know nothing that you believe in about God and Jesus. Nothing you want to find out too about God and Jesus, you will never find it at all, because it does not exist. And that's what, when these white people tell you about Jesus and stuff like that, you know, I don't know how they grew up over the last, the last centuries and stuff like that, and what their foreparents tell them. But when you hear Billy Graham preach about Jesus, I don't know if Billy Graham believe it, study anything, but none of them don't have no factual proof about no Jesus and about crucifixion, because I wasn't there, but what I read now tell me everything. You see what I mean? That these people have been tricksters all along. They are tricksters. You see, they are criminals. They have been, long before they start talking and spread out, they've been doing all kind of stuff to defeat us and our civilization. You see what I mean? So they bring in Christianity as a means of keeping our brain hebbing. Okay? We have polytheism is the culture of the gods. We become like we are a hybrid, because we are mixed with the God's blood. That's what the history says. Don't let these white people them tell you nothing about Adam and Eve, because Adam and Eve, they have nothing to do with Adam and Eve at all. Do you get that? Adam and Eve is not the concern of white people in no kind of way. If you want to talk about this, call me anytime, and I'll have time to talk about it. Is it time to talk about it? I am telling you what they have done now. I'm griping about. They said the people there practice a variety of religions. That's talking about us, hybrid ethnic people. Now, we don't have nothing to do with white people, Europeans. We are separated from them. And you read the World History textbook, you will find out they are no part of civilization. When you research Google, you will not find African people, meaning ethnic people. They were from Africa, but they lived so long time ago, they don't, like, you know, they don't carry the name African around with them. But we, the last people to come into Africa and begin to migrate out, we carry this Africa everywhere we go with us, and indigenous, you know, people and stuff and all that, right? So the fact is that the white people, they are sodomites, they are apes. We don't come from their species. Taxonomy is different from them. Is the reason why when they fuck us and their blood come into us, it kill our brain. That's the reason why we're no good for nothing right now. Okay? You can talk about all what we have and this and that, but who is controlling where we have? It's them. With what? A.D. Anadamani. Nonsense. Uncivilized. Stop. I hate them have a control us. And when I tell you, what you think about when we tell you? Kiss your teeth. Yes, that's how the criminals, they get away, because you don't know the criminals. That's what these white people are, staunch criminals. Look at Trump. Look at the way he behaves. You think that's a government? He's running? He know he's not running no government. Trump know that. It's the reason why he behaves the way he does. So I am trying to tell you, the church is one of the biggest confusion. Because they're writing about us and said, the people there practice a variety of religion. What people there? Now, who are they talking about? Not themselves. Not European. It's about African indigenous people. But look what he said. We practice a variety of religions, including Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, Hinduism, and traditional religions specific to their ethnic group. You see how they put in no. If you don't know that you are African, you're a polytheistic person, you're an ethnic person, you're not European white people, am. And you see they are telling about, we have a variety of religion that we worship, you know. And then them tell you that including Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Look, they come in with Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. They're the one who invented the church. Way back, them a work upon it from under the BC era. It's something that they work out long time ago. So when you think, but they say we were the one who start Judaism. Lie. And what they make up about Judaism, they use our own people, like Abraham. You read it all about in Genesis, where God and Abraham come together. You're in Abraham, find him in the sky, find God in the sky. Right? And they write all these things about Abraham and what God and Abraham, you know, what kind of a pact they had together, and Abraham become a friend of God and all this kind of stuff. Those things are shit. Shithouse nonsense. I don't even want to say that. But look, you know what? That's what it is. That's what it is. You know, these type of things that these white people are doing with money, it changes everything for a lot of people. It don't change anything with me, because I know that what they are doing is sodomite. It's a sodomite, you know, fucking ass influence them a deal with, okay? A person who wants reality. You don't go into those kind of things. And you look at those people that represent African people, you find out that they weren't a good representation because they were in the church while they say they are going against the white man. You can't go against the white man when you're in the white man church. Okay? They used the story about Abraham and God over the past 4,000 years. This guy, Ken Spiro, a sodomite writer, he said that. And how they were surprised to see how we swallow up Abraham's story, Judaism story, and not Nogoso. I have a book with him here, and I talk about that before. Nothing you read in the Bible about Abraham is true. I mean, nothing. But these white people use it, and it worked. Those things are not our stuff. When I'm going to come tell you about Christianity and Islam, you know, that it burns me, man. You see? Because they have to ride on our wing. They're riding on our backs to get to their sodomite holy land where they want to go, or on holy land. You see what I mean? About Christian Islam and Judaism. You don't know how mucky and stink these white people are. Okay? When I tell you they never wore clothes. You see, they're wearing clothes over the last few thousand years. They wear animal skin. You see, they don't have anything that represents civilization in Europe. Nothing. You can only find that now since they come and bug us and they can take anything away from us. Yes, you can find something up there now, but go and check Europe for anything of value and see when did they place those things in Europe. Okay? So what we are doing here, talking about these white people or government and stuff like that, AD Anna Damani is not government. It's not government. I'm telling you, we are in bad shape, very, very bad shape. All right, now let me come back to this little hominid species, ape white, use AD Anna Damani to hijack Elohim kingship law. Now, there's hardly any African people who know anything about kingship law. And have mercy to me, for me, have mercy on me, oh God, because for us to not know about kingship law, and we know about AD Anna Damani, it's a sin, you know, if you want to use that term. It is hard to know that. I grew up in church with all these foolishness. And the thing is, I have a brother with a PhD, and that should be something of comfort to me, that my brother has a PhD. But the man is so regressive, general, psychological, in his way of thinking. He's uncivilized. Big time uncivilized. He wouldn't be able to make this distinction that I am making between, you know, we who are of polytheism. We are of, you know, we are of, we are ethnic people by birth, right? And our way of life as a new species of humanity is religion. Our life is defined by religion and religious ways. When you talk about the people practice variety of religions, it doesn't mean Christianity. It doesn't mean Islam. It doesn't mean Judaism. What they have as Hinduism is regarded as a group of the religion, one of the group, right? And other groups that belong, you know, in tradition. Judaism is a traditional group, right? It has nothing to do with Christianity at all. And traditional religions specific to their ethnic group. That's the way it is from the beginning. Where we gone off into Christianity, we blaspheming. It's blasphemy. We don't belong into Christianity in no kind of way. So when we get mixed up like that, we don't know that these white people watching us. We don't know that they are watching us, because in a lot of ways, we don't know that they turn us fool. In a lot of ways, we don't know that. And they're using it against us. All right. So now, I'm telling you that white people are hominids. They are hominid species, right? They are of their subgroup, Homo erectus. Ape white people use AD and Adamany to hijack. You see, what I just showed you a while ago, that they're talking about, we also into Christianity, Judaism, and Christianity, Judaism, and which is the other one? Yeah, talk about Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. You see, what they are really doing is reeling us into their system, where we don't know the difference between them and us. We are different from them. We are distinguished in the world, it's the textbook. But they have us, you know, distracted and believing into the foolishness that they're talking about, because we don't know the issue where we're coming from. They don't want to tell you that they hijack our people and go impregnate them, you know, and interbreed miscegenation with them. They don't want us to know that, you see, because they have things going their way right now. Time is near, is right here, you know, already. And it is for us to know, when you hear the thunder roll, what's going on. You see, these white people don't care nothing about that. They want to reap the good of what we have. And remember, when they came to America, with their sodomite intention. That is what is written down. They write it, they affirm that themselves. They don't come here with any intention to go back to where they come from. Oh no, they did not. These white people you see here, if they are planning and carrying out their plan, I can tell them, go back where they come from. Go back where they come from. Because I'm ready right now to see the action, you know, with all the things that will befall them from above. Not at our hands, because that is not to do. But it is for us to pray for deliverance from these faggots, white people. Really. Because they're writing everything about themselves, and they don't care They don't care about writing about them and their faggot fucking ass self. They don't care. They want you to know and they want you to be a part of it. And if you feel like you must, you know, I mean, associate with them, well, you don't read and understand anything. And your mind is unnatural, and a natural mind don't understand lies when you read it. It's only when your mind is natural you're going to know lies and all of these other contradictions in the Bible that is misleading you and you don't know it. 1 Corinthians 2:13-14. It tells you that. Your mind, that cannot be unnatural. Them writing at the Bible and I tell you your mind is to be unnatural. Because the things of the Bible spiritually discern. You don't want white people to tell you about anything about yourself if you're an African person. You don't want white people into nothing that you do. Because if they have money now, it's because Africa let them in to have money and over to our king and done with kingship. Africa did that. And so I'm telling you this now, that when we give over our kingship law rule to them, we are on our own. When we add a government, and in what we have after our urban civilization were made up, what we have, let me tell you what we have. We have a new social structure. We get out of the little villages that we used to be in and stuff like that. And we are the ones that make up civilized society all around the world. It was not white people at all. But they have been following us, who never had anywhere like buildings or not like. They never have nothing like that over the millions of years. They were not real people yet. Would not be real people. And when they look like us now, it's because they fuck and get in on our blood. You see what I mean? That's what they did to our people. Okay? You can read a story about what has happened. Deuteronomy 28, you read that, 27, 28, 29, you know, those scriptories about what these white people have done, but they do all kind of things to try to cover it up. That our new social structure is being rained upon by these sodomite fucking ass white people. I use their little fluxy brain on us because our brain has gotten off the orbit. 445,000 years ago, led by Enki, a son of Anu, the Anunnaki land on earth, establish Eridu, Earth Station 1, for extracting gold from the waters of the Persian Gulf. Kingship set up on earth then. Mesopotamia. Civilizations first appeared in Mesopotamia, what is now Iraq. And later in Egypt, civilizations thrived in the Indus Valley by about 2,500 years BCE. In China, by about 500 BCE, and in Central America, what is now Mexico, by about 1,200 BCE. Civilizations ultimately developed on every continent except Antarctica, or the four oldest civilizations. The four oldest civilizations are, which mean the first one to be established on Earth as far as human hybrid is concerned. Not the white people them in Europe. And listen to the names of the first human civilization, excluding white people. Listen to the name of the places. You think the way they make Europe a glorified place, yet still it is not one of the civilized country. They are isolated and are different. You know, they need to be quarantined because all they are is a pile of pus. Okay? And because we lose our senses, we allow them to go on and take away everything. Right? The four oldest civilizations are Mesopotamia, Egypt, and the Indus Valley, and China. So the Indus Valley is more like the Indians, the Indus, okay, and China. You see that? So there is nothing about Europe at all mentioned into civilization establishment. You see what I mean? But they and their trickery that they work now destroy our brain so that we would never be able to control anything. Okay? But we are created by the Elohim and all the inalienable rights that are here for us. It's not for them. It's not for white people. But look at them. Look at them. And look at us. As they provided the basis for continuous cultural development in the same geographic location. King of Babylon. The Amorite ruler. You see, hear them talk about Amorite? Amorite is not It cannot be true. Amorite, calling Amurabi an Amorite, that doesn't sound right. Watch this. Let's see what this is going to tell me. Amorite, a member of the semi-nomadic people. You see that? Who are semi-nomadic? And they're going to try to hide themselves and cloak themselves now. So eventually, we don't know who is who. Living in Mesopotamia, Palestine, and Syria. You see, they mix up. You see, that's what they're trying to do is to destroy our species, African people. That's what they're doing, man. And Syria in the third millennium BC. founders of the ancient city of Mamre on the Euphrates, on the first dynasty of Babylon. So the Amorites were an ancient Northwest Semitic-speaking people. See? They were no. If they start speaking Semitic language, I mean, there's nothing wrong with them speaking Semitic language, but now they are using Semitic who that cannot be taken as an ethnic group person to the African hybrid people. That, and that's what they aim to do, to make it seem like they are a part of the hybridization. People from the Levant who pied large parts of southern Mesopotamia. Them same one, there's these faggots, them, you know, and mixing up themselves now with Amarabi, the king. Oh, gosh, no. I'm going to, you know, I mean, totally erase this. Lie. You see, they're so hungry and want recognition for themselves. You see what I mean? And they are aiming at us, King. King of Babylon, Amurabi. Unknown, 1750 B.C., crowned king of Babylon around 1792 BC, was both an avid warrior and showed an shrewd administrator who honored the traditions of Sumer, Akkad, and other lands he bought under his authority. When did ape species Europe become a citizen? It's sodomy and cannot be one. They cannot be no citizen belonging to the African culture. Hart historian Kenneth Clark wrote that Western Europe's first great age of civilization was ready to begin around year 1000. You hear all them foolishness here? Europe don't have no civilization at all. Ancient Greek culture celebrated same sex. All them foolishness, I don't want none of it. Forget about it. All right. Well, that's about it. My friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. But let me tell you something. We are under a very, very, very terrible time. There's hardly anybody who's reading and know how to, like, you know, weed out these old bunch of foolishness that these sodomite people are doing. You see, from they have the money, the wealth and stuff like that, we do these things. I don't know where we're going to go from here. We're going to go from here. But, my friends, the Lord will make a way. and make a way. So let me go over to this next. What I would like to get across to those people who want to get your mind, your soul together so that you feel the essence of grace inside of your spirit. You want to meet the other world with your good spirit and don't waste your time here on things that are not beneficial to your spiritual existence. That's what I am about, is my inner existence. So I want to be okay. I want to be left alone to live the life that I want to have. And so a fundamental thing for an individual right now, it is as of long ago that what I'm saying is and was true, and now it must be known for sure. It must be known for sure. Yes. It must be known for sure that it is the truth of history is our strength and power, right? And that without that, my friends, we don't value anything. That is my knowledge and conviction. To live for the good things that you know, that when you are no longer living on the planet here, you will be accepted, you know, wherever the place is of abode, you will be accepted. But if you cannot maintain the purity of life, then you are going to perish. So here is something that is fundamental to our thinking, and it is the actual place on which our lives began. And, you know, I am perplexed with the fact that I grew up with the mental acceptance that it's a spirit God that created us and we don't know exactly where or not like that. It bothers me. Come to know, it's these nasty white people that do it. You know, because when you come to think about a Bible now, we could know nothing else but the Bible, man. You come to think of it now that we turn such an idiot that we have this man that we call the overseer. Oh my gosh, in Kingston. What his name is? R.C. Smith, something like that. This was a man, I don't even think he was well liked by the people because he was more like a tyrant or something like that. R.C. Smith. You see? And to know that we were bogged down with foolishness, ignorance, uncivilized thinking about church, and they have a big institution in Jamaica. Almost over 100 different branches of churches in Jamaica, man. You imagine that? When I was a boy. So the amount of evil that boggles down, man, might as well I just go lay down and sleep and wish to God that my soul rest in peace. But what I want to just bring to you now in brief before I say, you know, have a nice day, is this. Earth International Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. This is continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence, force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books as much as that. The white people, the church, is what caused this to happen. Over the past 2,000 years, they begin to bug us that we will never know the truth, man. Scholars, I mean these sodomite white people call themselves scholars, have told us that the first civilization on earth emerged, not in Europe, emerged in a land called Sumer, some 6,000 years ago. But new archaeological and scientific discoveries made by Michael Tellinger, Joanne Enney, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the case, as Michael researches and reveals the mysterious ancient stone structures, pie, a vast area around, a vast area of ground at the southern tip of Africa. So he's talking about what we need to do is to know our history. Right? And a lot of things that we're reading in our history textbook are not true. These white people are turning us idiots every day. All right? So I want you to, just think about these things and see what you can get of them, because I'm talking about reality. Not going off into anything else, man. Reality I am talking about. And I know of the church and all kind of foolishness that I was talking about, their denomination of churches and stuff. It took a while, but I get cleansed of those things. I know where I am at now. And I give up myself to understand the ways of God and to pattern them and make my life fertile with that. So I want to thank you for tuning in. And I don't have all that strength to go on anymore for today. So I am going to wish you well and hope that you I've found the way to live your life. Not my life. Let it be what you conclude to be the truth for you. So I do, you know, my share, giving myself to let it be so, and there's nothing else that I can do now, right? So I wish you all the blessings, and remember, it's all about you. It's not about anybody else, right? It's what you want for yourself, what you want to know. You go after it. I'm okay. I'm going up and up and up and up. You know, in me, that's what I'm working on. So I try to share it with you. And just as I don't let anybody persuade me, I hope that you don't allow me to persuade you. It must be your own digestion of fact that persuade you. Don't make nobody persuade you. And I am always open to correction. If anybody hear me going on with anything, and you, I'm never beyond, you know, listening to what a correction is intended for. I don't. I engage in the process of anything somebody raised with me. It is a process. I must know how to find out what you're saying is true, because I am objective. I'm going to go into the process and see how I came up wrong. You see? And whatever adjustment I need to be right, I do it right there on the spot, man. So you take good care and be blessed.
love you.